This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hi, everybody. ¿Cómo están todos? Buen día.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú, Eric? ¿Cómo estás? Te noto un poquito estresado.
Excuse me, repite. Repíteme.
Repíteme, muy bien. Que te noto, I feel like you're a little stressed. How's your voice?
No, my voice has been pretty good. I'm just using it a lot. And you make me repeat things a lot, so I have to talk twice as long.
Well, interesting. Interesting.
No, it's doing good. My voice is doing good. It just, I have to be careful I don't overuse it. So, but I'm feeling all right.
So I'm the one doing most of the talking today?
Well, I'll chime in. I'm not the one that's as stressed out. And since you wanted to have a podcast episode based on your stress levels.
I do, guys. I have decided that today it's all about mental wellness, about soul searching, about visualizing, because nowadays we need that, you know, this whole disruption of life that we have been dealing with for so long with this COVID and the state of this country. I think everybody's very stressed out. And as much as everybody hears the word meditation, it's such a popular, it's such a trendy word. According to Jay Shetty, which is an incredible motivational speaker, he was explaining another motivational speaker that I'm a huge fan of. Oh my God. Blah, 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 blah. Que yo soy muy fanática de este señor. Él se llama Lewis House. Anyways, Jay was saying that even though it's such a popular concept and everybody knows the word meditación, less than 5% of the population actually meditates. Do you meditate, Eric?
Wait, first. I feel like the word you like to say to me all the time is projecting. I feel like you're projecting this episode on our listeners because you personally are going through something. Because you all of a sudden randomly are just like, I want to share with the listeners about meditation.
Because I think it's
and
important.
Positivity and stress.
Because
but what are you going through?
What do you mean?
Well, I know you're stressed. I live with you, so I know you're stressed.
Yeah,
I'm stressed out. I know you've been trying to meditate because you see me doing it every night.
Oh, I'm doing it because you're doing it?
Well, you see me doing it, well, semi-successfully, and I think you want to do it more.
This is Eric's meditation. He puts headphones. I think we talked about this already, and he listens to half an hour of sounds, of bowl sounds. What?
Sound bowls.
Sound bowls. And he basically falls asleep. He actually snores while she's listening to. So you're not even listening. You're snoring while you're listening. And
but
then
I'm not the one that's stressed out in the household. You're the one that's stressed out.
Yeah.
That's why we're having this episode, I think.
Yeah, my stress level is not great.
I just want to get to the bottom of this. Why are we having this episode? Why do you want to talk to me? We even have an expert coming on today.
She is amazing. I know. I can't wait
so
for
why are
people
you so stressed?
To... I'm stressed. Why am I stressed? Because I'm about to travel and I have to be 2 weeks inside a hotel room because I have to go to Toronto and I'm going to be quarantined. No, quarantined for 2 weeks with no contact with anybody inside a room. I'm stressed out about that. I'm stressed out because I have a movie that I want to do in November, December in Puerto Rico, and because of COVID, I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm stressed out because...
Cry me a river. Oh, I can't sing my voice. I just broke every vocal therapy
because I know, right? Rule. We have two kids that, you know, they're handfuls and they're inside the house a lot.
Wow, sorry, kids.
No, I love them to death. They're like my life. But you know what? Because of homeschooling is about to start once again, and which I agree. I don't want to send them to school. But still, it's a lot of stuff. I'm going to leave my kids, my husband, my dogs. Like, my dogs are going to go through a massive depression. And I want to work.
I thought they were our dogs. I thought the whole point we got Archie because it was the family dog.
Is Archie...
confused. Why is everything yours?
Okay, guys, you are witnesses of the dilemma that we went through for me to keep Archie. So it's my dog.
But now that we kept him, he's our dog. That's why we kept him.
Okay, so our dogs...
Everybody will survive while you're gone.
Marak is very old and she has all kinds of issues. Marak is going to struggle. And I told you, and everybody should treat her with love and tender care, because she's gonna go through a massive depression for 5 weeks. I'm not gonna be here, and if you call me, Eric, saying Marak is at the vet,
why is that my fault?
Shit is gonna hit the fan.
Why is that my fault all of a sudden?
I'm not saying that it's your fault.
A, she's battling cancer. B, she's old. C, you left town. I'm doing the best I can trying to make sure she's safe and comfortable.
No, listen to me. Can you please promise me that you're gonna be extra, extra good? Like, can you inject the water? You know, we have to put water via how you say that. Like an IV of
She
does water?
Like a version of dialysis.
Yeah, dialysis. Like, can you please do it at least twice a week? Please don't let me down. Cook her, boil some chicken. Give her some nice chicken, even though she shouldn't be eating a lot of protein. You know what? Let's give her a good life.
Her.
No, because otherwise she doesn't eat. So can you promise me, Eric? And I want everybody to be aware.
Of course, of course.
Thank you so much. I want to come back and I want her to
Because they're our dogs.
Yeah. So since she's your dog, I want you to please take care of her, okay? So... Eric, how do you meditate? Talk to me. How have you been able to be so peachy while I'm stressing out?
Well, I mean, I'm the worst person with meditation. This is a very new thing for me to even explore. I get distracted. My mind runs all over the place. I am thinking about every single thing possible during the 30 minutes I take for myself to try and listen to this music.
Now he sent me like 15 affirmations that are actually very good, and I appreciate that you did that because
Here's
you're amazing. But he's sending me affirmations that supposedly he's doing every morning.
I do for 10 minutes. It's part of my speech therapy. I have to read or say something out loud for 10 minutes and talk.
You've been reading about, I hear what you're saying. You're talking about politics. You're talking about the business.
Politics.
Deadline Hollywood.
That was in the beginning.
CNN.
Before
that's what you're reciting.
Wrong. That was in the very beginning before I had all of these things that I found or that were sent to me. Now I have enough.
Who sent them to you?
Richard, the psychic that you introduced me to.
Richard, my psychic. You're right.
But he sends
them
to me
today?
Randomly, and they're all like, you know, these like Bible verses, and it expands itself into a broader sense of the verse.
You know, do you believe that they're mistaken, whatever. Sorry. Sorry, I just read something that is...
Why would
that,
you do that,
you know,
in the
this,
middle of a podcast?
Because I'm dealing with flights to go... I know. You ask me why I'm stressed out? Guys, I am claustrophobic, as you know, right? So this production didn't book flights for the longest time. Now they're booking flights, and I leave Monday, and now they're saying that no... airline, there's no flights available to Toronto direct. There's only one flight that goes direct, and everything is booked first class and business. I'm claustrophobic. I cannot go back. I can't fly at the back of the plane, right? Economy. Not because I want to be a diva. I can't do it. I need space.
Well, okay.
Anyways, so now basically I'm screwed because there's no flights available. I mean, now you ask me why I'm stressed out.
Okay, but can you not stress for the rest of this podcast? Can we talk about what
you
want to ask
me? Richard, the psychic, Richard, today it was divine order. My life is in divine order. So that was the affirmation, the daily word of the day. Did you get that?
I did. Did you even open it and read it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, there you go. I opened it. I read it.
Well,
I did my affirmation today.
Guys, I got up at 5 in the morning because I was co-hosting Un Nuevo Día para Telemundo. Then I went to the doctor, and now I'm here doing the podcast. So I will read it.
Okay, I answered my question to you about meditation. Now you talk about it.
What about it?
You asked me a question.
Okay, so your meditation is you listen to your sounds.
I do my best. It's very difficult.
And you do your affirmations.
It's very difficult to clear your mind.
Okay, are you stressed out? Do you believe you're stressed out?
I think I'm a lot less stressed out than I was 2 months ago. I think I'm doing much better.
Okay, that's fair. Do you think I'm more stressed out than 2 months
ago? Way more stressed out.
So what should I do, Eric? What should I do?
What do you mean, what should you do? We just talked about it. You should be doing these words of affirmation. You should be trying to find time to meditate. You got to clear your mind. You got to start being more optimistic in your thinking. I always tell you, everything to you, when something doesn't go her way, it's like the world is crashing down in that moment all the time. So if like four things go wrong in a day, everything is heightened and the world's crashing down.
Well, this fly thing is a big thing.
Okay, but you work through it.
How?
By
How am I going to work through it?
Optimistic and positive.
That miraculously there's a fly going to is going to show up and
but
manifest?
You have to trust that what's supposed to happen is going to happen. You're going to work to try and make it right for yourself, but you can only do so much.
So you believe...
So stress is not going to help the situation. What's stress going to do about a flight? Make people not get on the plane?
I have no idea.
Maybe you weren't meant to fly that plane, so wait for the one that opens up.
Nothing is opening up that I can take.
Something will open up.
So now you're into positive thinking. Now miraculously, Eric, it's all positive, peaches and cream, little white dove.
Whoa.
Listen.
That's, again,
Let me ask you something. So we're going to talk about this with our guest today, which is, she's incredible, and she specializes in visualización. Do you believe in visualization? Do you sometimes visualize something with all your heart and your gut, and it happens?
I do believe visualizing is important. Also something I struggle with because I, you know, it's...
Well, you're more of a pessimist for the most part.
No, I'm a realist.
That's what you say. You're a realist, yeah.
You know, and I think if you visualize unrealistic things, then you let yourself down. For example, if I visualize that I'm going to win the $500 million lottery...
Some people do.
But if I don't win it, now I'm just like, because you're visualizing something that could be so far out of reach.
No, but the wisdom is to be able to visualize it and believe that it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, you're not going to let it crumble.
No, but you should visualize within realistic expectations, I think.
Well, you're a bit of a pessimist.
No, you just visualize off the chart into random things.
I want to have a white horse one day. Is that so far-fetched?
No.
What visualize that is crazy? No, I don't. Anyways, do you have any examples of moments that you have visualized something and it came true? Can you think about one specific thing?
I visualized that I would find the love of my life and then I met you.
So
why is that funny? I don't understand. Why did that become comical?
You actually
can't even get brownie points.
So you actually wrote down a list of the qualities you wanted on a woman.
I visualized.
So what did you visualize? Dark skin, long hair, luscious hair.
A fiery Latina who's going to argue with me about everything.
So that's what you wanted for your life?
No, I'm joking.
No? But, well, that's what you got.
No, I did. I visualized a virgin and you came. And I visualized having kids and that happened.
Okay.
See, I visualized. You know this. I visualized and put it in the universe that I was going to book a job to work in Los Angeles so I could be with my family and work.
And I
turned things down. I had my agents pissed off at me because I wouldn't do things. I was so determined to find work in Los Angeles and I visualized it into a reality.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not true.
No, it is true. I remember that.
You know, that was like one of my biggest things.
So it's funny. So I was thinking about moments in my life that I really desire something and I visualized it and it happened. One was when I auditioned for Rush Hour 2, which was such an important moment in my career. So I went in, there was like at least five girls camera testing. So I went in and out, you know, you do what you do and you wish for the best. But I had no idea that it was going to go my way at all. And I said, I'm going to write, you know, like Variety or like Hollywood Reporter when they have the announcements, right? And you read the announcement and it says, actress Rosalind Sanchez, da, 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 right? With a picture usually. So I typed a whole release of me getting the job with a picture. I created the whole thing. I printed it and I cut it. Is that correct?
I cut it.
And I put it with a magnet in my refrigerator. On my or in my?
On my.
On my.
If it was in your refrigerator, it'd be cold.
That's my problem with English, the in and on. Anyways, on my refrigerator. So I did that probably 3 weeks. No, I'm lying, because I heard maybe like a week after, like a week before I actually got it, I put that in the refrigerator, and every single morning I will walk and I will see that, and I was manifesting, I'm going to see a release very similar to this one, very similar, because I got the job. And when I got it, and that actual release came out, it was almost word by word of what I wrote. And it was one of those moments that I was like, oh my God, thank you, Lord. It was kind of like supernatural for me, what I felt, you know, in my heart, that I was like, oh my God, this actually works. You have to visualize. But somehow along the way, because of life experiences and ups and downs and, you know, and circumstances, you start losing faith and you forget those moments.
What happened to that girl?
I don't know.
Because you aren't visualizing things at home anymore. All I hear is,
don't make me sound like I'm out, whatever. And, oh, you know what? Another one was, I did another thing called Yellow, the first movie that I ever produced. This was many years ago in Puerto Rico. And it took me 7 years to develop and raise money for this film. And I was so obsessed about this movie. I played a dancer. And I used to go by myself to this church, like a Christian church, that it used to be at the Palladium in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that I was every day praying for the movie to happen, because I thought it was going to change my life. And one day I'm one of the services and they're singing, you know, the music was like gospel, like incredible singers. The band was magical. And I was listening to the music, and I almost got into this fantasy land, you know, and I saw myself dancing, and I started visualizing it's yellow. And I believed it at that moment. I believed it is happening, and it happened. It was a shit experience.
Here we go.
Because yellow, listen to me, yellow turned out to be a nightmare, but I'm so proud of the movie and I did it. The point is it happened.
You have to look at what you accomplished and take that for what it was, and that
it was a beautiful thing.
It was your path, and that was the result it was supposed to get to teach you things, and that was your journey. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my God. This is what she tells me to practice all the time, and then you can't practice what you preach.
I know. It's a little hard.
I know it's hard. I can't really practice what I preach either, but it's really tough.
There's another podcast that I love, and I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to meet him one day. We have become friends through Instagram, and his girlfriend is this, I believe she's Colombian, a newscaster. His name is Luis House, and I think I talked about him briefly before. I'm obsessed with his platform. It's called School of Greatness, and he's done thousands of episodes, and I'm telling you, Eric, and I have sent to you a couple of links, it is life-changing, because if you listen to his guests at every level, we're talking about entrepreneurs, athletes, actors, doctors, I mean, people from all walks of life, giving you insight into just being a good person and living a happy, accomplished life, and giving you tools and ideas and things that you can use to actually become the best version of you. And I am obsessed, you know, and I believe that if you can listen to these podcasts that are about positivity and food for the soul, basically, even when you're not really paying attention to them because you're just cleaning or you're just doing things, I believe the unconscious mind is very powerful, and there's something that your mind retains anyway. So I've been trying to, mister? So you're doing your sound bowls and you're doing your affirmations. I'm actually walking during the treadmill and I'm listening to podcasts that enlighten me.
That's great. I'm all for that. I want to listen to this one that you sent me as well, but it's still not meditating. You know what?
Maybe it is. Maybe you don't think it's meditating, but maybe it is.
I really hope that this expert that's coming on that our producers found for us or brought to us, Deepika Chopra, an optimism doctor. I really hope that she teaches us a few things. Why don't you intro who Deepika is, I mean, for those who don't know.
Deepika Chopra, optimism doctor, visual imagery, and media expert. And Deepika has a podcast called Looking Up that I hope we're going to be guests one day, because I feel like I have so much to learn from her. We are incredibly grateful, you know, that she took the time to be a part of our podcast. She specializes in bridging together holistic practices and evidence-based science to cultivate self-mastery tools to help clients. I need her so much. She has a doctorate. Doctorado?
She's a doctor, yep, in psychology.
In clinical health psychology, which is with a special interest in body and mind connection.
We need her. I'm so excited to talk to her.
Yes. So let's go, and we're going to meet her after
this break.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
So we are so happy that you're here joining us. This podcast, we wanted to talk about mental health and mental wellness, you know, this quarantine extravaganza that we're all embarking, you know, and it's been happening now for 5 months. It's been life-changing for many, many people. And one of the things that I was telling Eric is that I want to do a podcast that talks about, even though we like humor and we want to make people have a great time and have a laugh. And I said, you know, once in a while, I think it's important to do something with substance, you know, something that really, really matters, because I think the audience will appreciate that. And since quarantine started, I've been in this journey of trying to learn how to de-stress. Is that a word?
She's doing really bad at it.
I'm doing really bad at it, unfortunately. Yes. And trying to meditate. And it's so incredibly difficult for me, even though I think for me, my way of meditation is prayer. You know, I pray a lot.
Yeah.
But when I'm praying, I'm still very conscious of what I'm doing. I'm in my head. You know, I'm having a direct talk with God, and sometimes I deviate thinking about other things. You know what I mean? And it's all over the place. And to me, I feel like meditation is such a broad word, and everybody knows the word meditation, but very few people in the world actually do it successfully. You know, so. Yeah. We wanted to bring you in so you can shed some light about an easy way for somebody like us, like beginners.
Fix her, basically. How can she fix herself?
I know.
And be optimistic.
Can you fix me?
I love this question, and especially right now, because I always share, you know, with my clients and my viewers and my listeners that, like, yes, I'm an optimism doctor, and this is what I do, and I know my strengths and I'm really good at it, but I'm not the most optimistic person, and I'm a human too. And I like to share my journey as well in trying to de-stress and to reduce anxiety and worry and increase optimism. And having said that, so many things, but I'm someone that's prone to anxiety and I worry a lot. And my brain is always thinking like 100 things. It's very on. And it was so interesting because in all of my work, you know, even in grad school so many years ago, and I would work with patients and I'd be like, I don't, this whole meditation thing, I totally get it. It's also part of my like cultural framework and my familial framework, being from my parents are from India. But I was like, I don't get it. Every time like I'm supposed to just empty my brain, all I do is think more thoughts. And it's sort
exactly.
of
similar.
Yeah, it's similar. I like to use the example of I've got this like big bag and I just stuff a bunch of shit in it. And then like someone's like, why don't you get a bigger bag? So I get a bigger bag, but I don't have more space in it. I just stuff more shit in it. And I just like keep doing that and I'm bursting kind of at the seams. And so similarly, I like to use that example because I tell people that people that are prone to sort of think a lot and their brain is always on, if you tell someone to just make your mind blank, what do you think is going to happen? It's just going to fill up with more stuff. It's giving yourself more space to fill up. So I really like, for me, what works for me and a lot of my clients is I like to practice something that I call, you know, it's a very specific attentive type of meditation practice. And really all it is a very healthy, functional form of brain distraction. So prayer is actually like a good example of that, but really it's about doing something and following some sort of prompt, you know, that uses enough attentional capacity of your brain so that it can't actually worry. So it works as sort of like a reset button. Of course, some people use breath and that's enough for them. Some people that's not enough to distract.
Yeah. Their,
right. There's this game that I would play with my clients so many years ago. I even would use it in my fellowship. I was, I did a double postdoc fellowship at UCLA and Cedars so many years ago, but I started doing it then and I still do it now and I use it for myself. And originally I would use it with patients that were about to go through surgery for their anticipatory anxiety, but now I just use it all the time. And all it is it's like an adult version of the I Spy game. And it works so well to sort of stop your anxiety and worry in its tracks and give you a sense of reset. And all it is, so you can do it with me or do it sometime later. But, you know, you sit in a comfortable position, you're very aware, your eyes are open, and you start naming out loud everything that you see around you. So if you're in a room, you know, you might see windows open or a fireplace or whatever it is, a blue shirt, and you try really hard not to make a story of it. Your mind will, you know, I see the ocean right now, and maybe my mind will start saying like, oh, I remember this vacation that I went on, you know, and now I can't do it, and or whatever it is, or this blue shirt, and then remember a story with it. You just say, I know that's going to happen, but I just go back and I move to the next thing, and I'm simply just witnessing something, seeing it with my eyes, my brain is having to tell me what it is, I'm labeling it, and then I'm doing it out loud. And what we know is that uses enough attentional capacity for your brain not to actually be able to think or worry about anything else. And so you this for kind of as long as you can, but I would recommend at least 30 seconds. And it's such a great way to regulate you and to, it really just works as a reset button. And then you're able to like, go again, think about the thing you were thinking of and go again. But I would preface that with right now, especially, and in general, nobody knows what it's like to be you. Nobody knows what it's like to be me except for me. And so all the experiences I have or you have are your experiences and they're valid. And many times we're having experiences for the first time. And of course, with this pandemic, none of us have experienced this before. And so the first and foremost like line of defense with dealing with stress or anxiety or, you know, fear or mourning or grief or loss is self-compassion. And it's like the most underrated sort of tool that we have and we can possess, but we need to first and foremost be like, hey, this is a tough time. And like, I'm allowed to have a tough time. And I've never done this before. And I am scared. And so it's really about validating your emotion, even if it's not a positive one. And actually, like, it doesn't always have to be a positive one. I am an optimism doctor, and I'm trying to tell you that toxic positivity right now is a real thing. And I'm educating on that so much. Being optimistic is not about being positive all the time. That is not the definition of being optimistic.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's actually about, you know, being aware and mindful of all the things that are happening, even the less than ideal situations and the crappy things or the things that you know, make you upset or make you sad or make you fearful, but knowing at the same time that you have the power to overcome them and they're temporary. So it's holding both. It's mm-hmm. holding disappointment and anger or fear at the same time as holding some hope that things will be better. And it's recognizing I've been through struggle before and I've gotten through it. I may not know how I'm going to get through it right now, but I know I will at some point.
Yeah.
I'm interested to find out how. So there's this like, there's two ideas that I talk a lot about with optimism. One is resiliency. Optimism is more about resiliency than it is about being positive. And the second one that I'm really excited to talk about all the time is curiosity. So it's like being curious and fascinated by a situation that you're in and being open to what, how you may grow from it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I have, this is it's so interesting. I have one more question for you. I'm fascinated with visualization. How do you
visualization,
right? So
you said it perfectly.
Okay, visualization. Yeah. So yeah, visualization. I'm sorry, it's a difficult word for me in English. So let me ask you. So you're saying and your belief and with all your studies, because I believe it's true, right? But is it textbook? Is it scientifically proven that when you get into the habit of visualizing whatever it is that you want for your life, or even if it's something super simple, you know, I want to take 2 steps, even though I can walk, you know, do you truly believe that it's effective and it's possible that you manifest your life by visualizing your life?
So that's a really good question as well. I am a visualization expert and I literally study the science behind it. A lot of people have been through a visualization or heard of it, especially if you're living in LA or New York, I guess, on the two coasts or anywhere right now, because it's a big thing. But what a lot of people don't know is that there's actual science behind it and there is research behind it. A lot of the research initially was done in sports psychology. And I actually got a chance to use visualization in my fellowship at UCLA with patients, like I said, that were about to go through surgery. But I use it all the time. I study it. I absolutely feel it is an effective way. So I look at it in the sense of how it can increase our optimism factor. So it's a very effective way to increase optimism and to help you create more positive future thoughts. And so our brains are anticipatory organs. Our brains are constantly thinking about the future. What I'm seeing in front of me right now, my brain is telling me what it is before my eyes actually see it, if that makes sense. Or if you're about to eat something, your brain already releases enough insulin in your body to break down that food before you even eat it. So our brains are always working in future tense. And what we know about visualization is that if you can actually visualize something and especially use all your senses with it, your brain doesn't actually quite know the difference between whether it really happened or whether you were visualizing it. So, you know, it's like that example of people watching Dancing with the Stars, the same mirror neurons are firing while you're watching someone dance as it would fire as if you were dancing. And so in sports psychology, they use that a lot in practice. Your body can't physically take the amount of practice sometimes that you need to do. So you do a mental visual practice. But what's so interesting about visualization in terms of sort of manifesting, your brain, sort of releases the ability to problem solve and actually go through the steps to make something happen if it believes that it actually can happen. So here's the caveat with all the manifestation stuff. I think it's so important to know what you want, of course. Make those vision boards, do all that stuff. But unless you actually believe and expect that something can happen and that you think it will happen in your life, it is very unlikely that it will happen. So we don't always get what we want, but we most always get what we expect. And visualizing can actually help with that expectation. An example of this might be, you know, I was working with someone a very long time ago, more of when I used to practice in a clinical way. And she really did want to lose weight. She was very, very overweight and it was impacting her life in so many different ways, especially in her mental, of course, physical, but in the mental and emotional realm of her life. Mm-hmm. And I could have just asked her, you know, visualization so powerful. And as I would go through with my clients and ask them to visualize, you know, what they really wanted, I could do that. But with her, she was so paralyzed from it that she actually couldn't even proactively visualize being lighter. She just couldn't do it. So I would ask her in a very almost, I mean, it's not the right word, but in a positive, manipulative way. Mm-hmm. I said, who's the first person you're going to tell when you lose 100 pounds? You know? And she was like, my mom. Okay, where are you when you're telling your mom? Oh, I'm in my mom's closet. What does it smell like? What does it look like? What are you wearing? So I'm sort of priming her to have this visualization. And it's sort of it's an early step when someone's really stuck. And then her brain visualizes that moment. And now it's more believable to her. Okay. It's more believable to her brain, even on a subconscious level, because she's imagined it. And so it's a very important piece, but it always has to relate back to, is your want matching your expectation? And how are you closing that gap and making them closer? You could want something 10 out of 10 and expect that it could happen for you 2 out of 10. And it's probably not going to happen until that gap gets closer.
Wow. Interesting.
That's amazing.
Super valuable information. Thank you so much. This might save our marriage.
No, why kidding. Would you say that? That's
because now you'll stop stressing out.
You know, visualize you love out. Me. Visualize you love
now
me.
Now you'll stop stressing out. Thank you for spending time with us and yes. educating us on all this. It's really incredible.
You're amazing.
Oh, it was so nice. And all of these types of tips and tools and tricks are in my Things Are Looking Up Optimism deck of cards. There, it's a
deck
yes.
of cards, and each one has a science-based or holistic prompt or suggestion. So they're not affirmations. They actually tell you what to do. And each prompt that you go through, it's like creating a ritual. And each prompt is like literally, most of them are less than 30 seconds. And you can do them anywhere, anytime. And also, I've got a new podcast.
I was going to just ask you about that.
Yes.
I want you guys to come on for sure.
I would love it.
Absolutely. What's the name of your podcast? I have it here, but just tell us.
It's called Looking Up with Dr. Deepika Chopra. And it is produced by Dear Media. And it's available anywhere you guys get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, etc. And we just launched a couple weeks ago. And it's, you know, real human transparent storytelling. And also experts in the field of neuroscience and behavioral science and couples, and we've got it all. It's just
oh my god,
we'd love to go.
I have so many questions, so please have us
because we will
be delighted. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
It was so nice to meet you guys. Thank you.
Yes,
Deepika, thank you.
Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Hasta placer. Luego. Hasta luego.
Bye.
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 There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of my Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb. Tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva, also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Wow. That was so interesting.
That was amazing. Just in that short bit of time.
I know this.
I mean, I can't wait. She just invited us on her podcast. I can't wait to go on her podcast now.
I really want to
talk about this more.
I know. I know to you it's like a sweet spot because you like everything that has that is related to
the mind. She's a doctorate in psychology. Yeah, this is like right up my alley.
Wow. I have so many questions for her about you. No, well, thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful. I wanna ask you one last thing, and this is random, but it's part of mental stuff. Do you believe in reincarnation?
What? We're like so... You went from meditation. Where did that come from?
Do you think we come into this world with a specific life experience already predetermined to allow you to right some wrongs, to become a better soul, so you can transition into your next life at a different level of consciousness?
Clearly, you've been thinking about this to ask that question
that
detailed.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Okay, well, you just threw me for a loop. I thought we were doing this about something else. So, do I believe in it? Look, I'm not saying it's not possible. I just have a different way of thinking about, I guess, my soul's journey.
Why, you want it to be over after Eric is gone?
No, I just want to feel like my existence here in this time is special for what it is.
No, but it is.
No, but then if you start over, you start over and reincarnate in something else, then you start over a whole new life, a whole other thing, and a whole new
experience. Yeah, but it's a completely, it's a completely new spectrum. It's a completely new experience. So
I know.
So your body goes, your soul evolves into whatever lesson needs to learn next time around.
I know, but I like living in this lesson I'm in now. So for me,
but you are.
You asked my opinion. You're trying to convince me of this? I'm confused. It does make sense. I don't want to reincarnate into something else, another life.
You don't?
No, I don't. I just go to heaven and that my soul lives up. And I wait to visit my family who's there and see my family that I knew from this life and the family that would come up and whatever.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be amazing? You don't think it's amazing that you go and you meet God and your angels, y tu séquito, y tu guardianes, and then you meet your family members and your dogs, and you meet everybody that you love and that was meaningful in your life.
And then you say, peace out, I'm going into a new life.
No, and then you're there for a little bit, and then you just say, you know what, I have another journey to transition into and to keep evolving and to keep moving up.
Listen,
up.
I understand the beauty of it, but I'm not sure that's where my mind is at currently. Yours is?
I'm fascinated.
Imagine you're fascinated. Do you believe that you are going to reincarnate? Is that what you're talking
about? I hope, because I would like to. You know what? You do a lot of the people that are in a path of truth, right? I think it's a beautiful thing that you do your best to be the best version of you and the best human being possible. So when you go into the next, when you make the transition, the other soul, the other human is going to have an even more incredible experience than you. I think there's something very, very incredible about that. You know, that's what you want to be the best you can be. So the next time around, it's even better and it's even sweeter and it's even more positive and
guess,
more successful with prosperity and
guess
health.
You're getting rid of me the next time around.
Why,
wow.
Why
okay.
would you say that? Because I'm going to be, see ya. I'm moving on to my next
I'm single.
Baller life.
I'm single.
And you're going to stay floating and floating. I'm floating around like a lost soul.
You're like all the single ladies, all the single souls. You'll be on your own, starting over.
Oh, my God.
Wow, we just learned something new about each other. This is interesting.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
well,
as a Christian,
a lot of fun.
You know, Catholics believe in reincarnation. Christians,
no. Catholics and Christians are all under the same umbrella of Christianity.
I know.
Reincarnation is not in Christianity.
I know. But I'm a Christian.
I mean, as far as I know, I'm wrong.
I'm a God lover, but I believe in it.
That means you have a thing that you believe
in. That's a problem.
Not...
We have to talk about that. We have to talk about religion next time. Anyways, this was, I enjoyed it very much. I think I learned a lot of things about life and about my husband. And I love you.
I love you too. I hope we see you more positive and optimistic the next time around.
Yay.
I'm sure in the next life you will be. All right, love you.
Subscribe to He Said Ella Dijo on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.